Time for sport now. Warwick Hadfield is here. Warwick, let's start with the rugby league. Both sides are missing players on state of origin duties, but it still should be a belter tonight between Melbourne and St George Illawarra.
Hey, Mish, the Dragons are just having a stellar year, a standout year. They're on top of the ladder. And Melbourne, of course, always there and thereabouts, third at the moment. The game is at the Rectangle Ground just across the road from the Yarra, so the Storm have the home advantage. And despite the absence of Billy Slater, of course, playing his last game for Queensland, they have another huge advantage, one Cameron Smith. Last week, he all but single-handedly beat Eastern Suburbs that match over at the Adelaide Oval, kicking the decisive field goal and, as he always does, mustering his side with all the precision of a champion blue heeler. And I think that could be the difference between the two sides this evening, Hamish.
In the AFL, possibly a season-defining moment for Geelong tonight at the SCG.
Yeah, Hamish, and maybe even for Sydney. It's fourth against eighth. If the Cats lose, they could drop out of the eight. If the Swans lose, they could drop out of the top four. And as there are occasional times when it's not the case, but it's very hard to win from outside the top four. There have already been a couple of significant losses for Sydney, the concussed Isaac Heaney and the hamstrung Gary Rowan, while Geelong has got Scott Selwood back. But the assembling of talent at Cadinia Park is not the issue. The recruiting manager, Stephen Wells, he does it with great aplomb. It's getting that talent to play to its potential that has become the problem for the Cats. Now, Hamish, it's been said in the past that to sit in your chair, you either have to be a Swan, as in Norman Swan, or barrack for the Swans, as in Geraldine Dugan, Fran Kelly. Look, shall we maintain the tradition? $20 on the result to be donated to our favourite charity.
Sure thing. Very happy to. I'll get it from my brother-in-law, who's a massive Swans fan. Right. In cycling, the official presentation of the 176 riders for the Tour de France takes place today, including the highly controversial figure of Chris Froome.
Look, in the increasingly Kafkaesque world of anti-doping, earlier this week, the UCI, that's the cycling's global governing body, on advice from WADA, the World Anti-Doping Authority, dropped charges against Froome of taking a banned substance. It's an asthma medication. Now, this was after the French early in the week said he couldn't compete, with the charges still pending. The decision has raised eyebrows not just in France, but here in Australia among the 34 resident players and their supporters, who are increasingly of the belief that the anti-doping movement just manufactures the results that once these days. Anyway, such is the level of animosity towards Froome, and despite him having won the event four times in the past, or maybe even because of that among the French, cycling officials are having to ask spectators to show respect to him. This after death threats have been made against him in the past few days. The Tour de France always throws up something bizarre, and they haven't even put a foot to pedal yet, and here we have this moment, Hamish.
Certainly does. I've just been handed a script as well. Apparently it says, go the Swans. Warwick, thank you very much indeed. They've got it sitting here in the studio. Warwick, talk to you again tomorrow.
Good on you, Hamish.